Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Hey friend, I am so excited to invite you to a free 3-day challenge called the Reflect and Renew Challenge. In this free challenge, you'll begin to think about teaching elementary music in a new way. In just 3 days, you'll go from feeling overwhelmed to confident and will surround yourself with other music teachers who will support and encourage you. Day one is all about reflecting. You'll reflect back over where you're at in the school year and identify the highs and lows, no matter if you are joining this challenge at the beginning, middle, or end of the school year. We start with reflecting first in order to move forward successfully. Day two is all about processing. You'll process through what it is you need to focus on to make your music teaching situation successful. Then day three is all about renewal. You'll break through mindset beliefs while setting goals and action steps to help you meet them. Each day of the challenge, you'll be getting a daily challenge email that will contain action steps for you to take. So simply head to subscribepage.com/reflect-and-renew-challenge to save your seat, and I'll see you there.
I'm Chris Nessie, host of Behind the Mic, Voices of the EPN, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to podcast episode 289. Today, we're going to be talking about implementing what you learn at conferences. We all know as music teachers, we go to a lot of different conferences, both in person and virtually. And I know if you're anything like me, it can feel overwhelming having so many different sessions you sit in on, almost at workshops. Well, workshops, but yeah, different sessions you sit in on that are a variety of different topics and ideas. And it can sometimes feel overwhelming knowing what to do with all of that information you're consuming. So a couple episodes back, I did an episode about presenting at a conference, but I also want to talk about what to do when you're at a conference and how to implement what you learn. We all know just attending and making connections and meeting new music teachers and all those things are exciting and fun, and walking around and seeing all the different booths set up and purchasing things for your classroom, but we don't really talk about what happens when you leave that conference. You get off of that conference high that you're on, and then all of a sudden you find yourself with all of this information and you're just a little bit like, okay, what do I do with everything I learned? So we're going to dive into that. First of all, what I like to do when I attend a conference, when I attend different sessions, is I like to think about, what do I need to hear? What are some problems I'm facing? What are things I'm struggling with? And then you're naturally going to be able to find the solutions in one or more of the sessions you sit in. So connecting the dots between your problems and the solutions, going in with the mindset of ready to learn, a growth mindset, just like we talk to our students about, that you're ready to learn, you're ready to receive, you're ready to listen, and you are going to sit there. And maybe let's say, for example, there's a lesson being presented to you, a song that maybe you've taught in your classroom. And it is something you've taught before, but never quite in the way that the presenter is presenting it. Well, instead of just saying, that's not the way I do it, go in with the opportunity to learn. Maybe the problem is you already do this song well, but you didn't realize one of the problems was maybe you taught too much during the lesson. Maybe you don't explain it in enough detail. Maybe you rush through it. I don't know what it is, but maybe thinking through the problems ahead of time of what you want to learn and then connecting them to the solutions will really help you get a lot out of that session. Another thing that really has worked for me is deciding what and this may come after the conference. We're going to get into that debriefing a little bit, but deciding what you can implement right now versus what maybe needs to wait until later. And that's going to look different for everybody. For me, for example, I was looking for, which a lot of you are, new ideas for my upper elementary. I also teach preschool kids, so I needed some ideas for that. So you better believe when I sat in on some sessions around those different areas, I was consuming every bit of knowledge I could consume. I was bookmarking it on my computer. I was saving those resources, maybe scanning them in so I could have them digitally. I was listening and taking notes. So those were things I wanted to implement right now, meaning this school year. Now, there were other things I learned at various workshops and conferences I've been at that it's not a, I don't like this. It's not even a, I'm not going to implement this in my classroom. It maybe just is not a right now situation. And the cool thing is every time you attend a conference with different sessions, different presenters, you're going to learn different things from the presenters, but also you're going to go in with, like I mentioned in point one, different problems or different things that you're needing from that conference. It's going to shift and change continuously based on where you're at, the school you're at, where your students are at. Do you feel like you've grown in a certain area? Now, maybe we talked about preschool and fifth grade. Now, maybe we need more help with second and third. Or maybe we feel like we really got some instrument activities down when it comes to drumming, but I need some xylophone activities. So it's going to constantly shift and ebb and flow. And that's why I think going to as many conferences and sitting in on as many sessions as you can is so beneficial, because what you need to implement right now is going to change each time you go to a session. And also what we'll need to wait until later is also going to change with each session as well. Okay, so after you've attended a conference, maybe it is a one-off workshop. Maybe it is a state convention where you're sitting in on different sessions for a 2 to 3 day period. Maybe it's a 1 day full conference. Maybe it's virtual. Maybe it's in person. Whatever it might be, I think it's really important to take the time to reflect and debrief about what you learned. It is going to feel like a whirlwind. It's going to feel like, I mean, because it is, but it's going to feel like you've learned so much content. I mean, I've said this at the beginning, it's overwhelming. So what I like to do is go look over my notes again, and then I really maybe take a highlighter after it and highlight the main points I want to remember. Maybe if I wasn't during the session, I always like to type up my notes. And so, but maybe I didn't, and I'm going to go back through and type up notes from, let's say it was one of those in-person programs they give you. Or if I was taking notes on, let's say, a Google Doc, and I know, like, as you're speed typing, it looks like, you know, word vomit. Maybe you're going back and you are categorizing everything a little bit better, maybe better bullet points. Maybe you're moving things around that kind of go together. Like if there are two similar sessions, you maybe want to put them back to back on your document or whatever, or put different headers for different topics you learned about. Whatever it looks like for you. Everybody, we've talked about this a million times on this podcast. Everybody has different personalities and different ways that you want to organize content. But the main thing is to really reflect and debrief about what you learned. Part of reflecting is looking at, okay, I have these problems. Is this a solution? Maybe I don't want to do it exactly like the presenter said to do it, but this is definitely a solution to my problem. So what am I going to do with this solution and what I learned? When am I going to apply this in my classroom? How can I get started with that? So really taking time to debrief and reflect. If you are taking notes during the various sessions, I think it's also really important to go back throughout the school year and look at those notes. I don't mean just sit there and study them all the way through each and every time. But what I mean is we already have the example of a particular song. And let's say you get to that particular song in that lesson and you're all of a sudden like, okay, I remember hearing a presenter, because we know what it's like. You get a few months down the road and you don't forget everything. But let's be honest, a lot of things have happened since then. So you're teaching this song and you remember there was a presenter that told you some new ideas in order to teach this song. You go back and look at your notes. Okay, moving on down the school year. Oh my gosh, there was this composition activity I really wanted to try. Totally forgot about it. But because I went back and reflected and debriefed, I took some good notes and organized it in a better way. And I'm going to go look at that again to see how I could pull that into my classroom. So take good notes, go back and look at them throughout the school year. And my last thing I want to say about implementing what you learn at conferences is to implement the ideas that you learn, whether it is right away or a future plan to implement them, and to know that it's not going to necessarily look the way that in your head you envision it looking. I cannot tell you the number of times that's happened to me where I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best lesson ever. I have a plan. This is the step-by-step process. The students are going to be so engaged, and it is like a complete bomb. So I don't know if I'm the only one, but if I am, that's totally fine. You know, on this podcast, I'm super honest, but I do know about myself. I'm not afraid to try new ideas. I'm not afraid to implement something new with my students. And I don't view it as a failure. I know I've spoken about this before. I view it as a learning opportunity. If it failed, maybe just in my eyes, why did it fail? Well, maybe it was because I was trying to do it exactly like the person who presented told me to, instead of putting my own spin on it and my own personality. Maybe it's because I didn't do enough to prepare the students to get into that particular activity. Maybe it was just an off day, whatever it might be. Implement ideas and just know that it's okay if it doesn't go the way you thought it would, because I fully believe that it's all about trial and error, and you're never going to know if something works if you don't try it. So next time you're at a conference and you're sitting in many sessions, or maybe you're just sitting in one, maybe it is just one workshop, please just know that you get to decide what to use, when to use it, and to debrief about what you learned, and to definitely try to do things in your classroom that maybe you're out of your comfort zone and maybe you've never tried before, because you never know how great it's going to be. So I hope you guys are having an amazing week, and I will be back next week with a brand new episode.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there, where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.